By the way, I can tell you, I guess, about the girl that we lost.
He was married at the time to his first wife, and they had a small daughter. Daughter was 18 months old when she died.
Yeah.
What did she die of?
Amoebic dysentery. Amoebic dysentery is some little bug you get in there, and if you don't nail it and have adequate water in your system, you'll die. Well, I didn't know that. My wife didn't know it. So we got a hold of Dr. Chappelle. Dr. Spey was a young guy out of med school, and his father lived there also in Independence, and so the father and son had a good reputation. Well, my wife, my ex-wife, refused to let her go, and she wanted Patty to go to the hospital.
The first wife was really concerned about needles in Patty's arms because she was afraid they were going to feed her intravenously to get the water back in her, and she was distressed and horribly not herself, overwrought, because they hadn't been able to get her to keep anything down for I don't know how long at this point.
Well,
the doctor was suggesting that they put her in the hospital and do this. The doctor basically told both of them that she'd probably be okay tonight. He would be back first thing in the morning to check her. Then the doctor's father died that night, so he forgot completely about what was going on. The next morning, Wayne got her, and he headed out the door with her to take her to the hospital because they couldn't get a hold of the doctor. You said you felt her go while she was in your arms?
She just went limp.
She was 18 months old.
So we were already separated, I think, but we went up to Kansas City and did the sweeper thing.
But, you know, the big thing you told me that made so much sense is he said, I determined at that point I'd never be without enough money to take care of my family. And that's what drove him into, I've got to succeed. I've got to make money. I've got to keep going. That was the instigation right there.
So anyway, we moved to Kansas City, and I worked night and day. That's when I made some money.
When you started selling insurance, did this come pretty easy for you?
Yeah, because I ventured off out of the savings plans and small policies in western Kansas, and I get out to western Kansas, and this is a time when they had so much wheat, they'd have to put it out next to the silo, let it stack up as high as a silo because they didn't have a place to store it. Johnson, Ulysses, you know, all these places, those guys out there started really making some big money. Half of them had their own airplane, so when all the crops were harvested, they'd get in their plane and take the family on down to Florida and stay down there during the winter.
Well-to-do farmers.
So you started making some pretty good money then?
$200,000-$300,000.
Not in a year.
Yeah, in a year.
Back then?
Yeah.
We had
some farmers that were worth so much money, and they'd go and talk to a lot of people before they'd buy anything. They'd talk to their attorney and this and that and other guys out there. You always got to pick somebody that's well-respected and so forth, and might even be at the place where they don't want to work anymore on that old combine or whatever.
So you really struck it rich then.
Yeah, made a lot of money.
He had a lot of agents that worked under him.
Yeah,
and he got
wanted to make
part
money
of
in the
their commission.
So they went ahead and let me have a general agency contract, which I knew nothing about. Western Oklahoma was good, but Kansas was the best. Since then, it's all changed completely. There's not any more estate tax.
So you gave up on your dream of getting a PhD.
Yeah.
And having no money for 2 years.
Right.
After his daughter died, that's what changed him. From Wayne's second marriage, he had a son named Mark Wayne Creasy. Mark is about 66 years old. He worked in a lot of different ventures and businesses that his dad got into. Like, I think you told me he worked in the coal thing for a period of time. He helped in different ways, but he mainly made good money selling life insurance for his dad. But he worked on an alternative phone system. Like all the people coming in with Sprint and everything else, he worked on one too. Developed it originally either in Pittsburgh or Independence. I always get those two mixed up. I don't know which place he moved with Janet, his wife.
Well, you know what he did? He took over all the telephones in Pittsburgh and all the little towns all around there. It was had a very successful company.
In 1954, you established your own agency, Wayne Creasy Agency. Then you said you had two other companies?
Yeah.
Where was the Wayne Creasy Agency? What town?
Independence, Kansas.
Tell me about the move to Tulsa. Why?
Well, one of them was the insurance company that we were putting together so they could go public, which it did. But I can't think of this guy's name, Anderson, probably. And he says, you know, we have this proposition. Public Service is getting ready to build a pretty good size dryer to dry all this natural gas coming down. There's millions of feet every day coming down, which actually took care of a good part of Tulsa. A lot of calcium chloride or a lot of this or that had to be put into the system to dry it out. Well, me and Mr. Heckert, the guy that has the insurance money in Independence, we went ahead and we gathered up $200,000 or $300,000 of money to go out and buy a huge generator the size of that door there, two of them. But anyway, they produced a lot of gas, and that was the gas that Public Service was using. That was one of the reasons I wanted to come to Tulsa, is because of that gas operation. Probably the logical thing before we forget about it is an insurance company. That's where I made money.
Yeah.
Where they actually had a company that started off with almost nothing. An ERC Corporation out of Kansas City ended up buying it. It started off at 25 and went all the way up to about $75 or $80 a share. So I turned my shares in, Eckert turned them in, and ERC bought the little company, paid a ton of money for it. It was in the area they're in. They're out of Kansas City.
Are you talking about Centennial Life?
Centennial Life was a little dinky company anyway.
So you sold it out then?
Sold out.
And that's where you made some huge good money on that.